Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Defensively, why didn't you guys send more pressure after Carr, like more blitzers, to try and get, you know, rattle him?
Yeah, I think Wake mixed it up. There's, you know, a few times that we brought it where it was close. There's other times where he was getting the ball out quick and using some action. You know, I thought he did a good job of mixing it up.
And then this has been kind of happening all year. I don't know if I've ever asked you yet, though. Why does Saquon come out so much on third down?
Yeah, I think that, you know, if Saquon needs a break, and he comes out, we put the next person in. You know, Saquon's, you know, obviously an important player for us. He plays as much as he can play. If he needs a blow, we put another guy in.
So it just, he tends to need breaks on third downs, third and longs?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't tell you the exact amount of third and longs or whatever it is, but, you know, he'll stay out there as long as he can.
Paul Schwartz.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Paul.
Just one more on Saquon, then I have another one quickly. You know, how does he handle this, Brian? And you know, you've seen him now for a couple of seasons. You know, he doesn't get the production, he's not getting yards, you know, everyone's frustrated. How does, you know, for a player of his caliber, how do you see him handling that?
Like a pro.
What does that mean exactly?
He's a professional. He does his job. He does it to the best of his ability, and does everything he can to put his best foot forward.
I mean, it's got to be difficult for a running back to, you know, a receiver might not get, you know, the targets, but a running back keeps on getting it and getting it and getting it into the line. And, you know, there was clearly nothing there yesterday. When you looked at it, was something more that he was doing or the offensive line in your mind?
Well, I think it's a collective. You know, everything offensively is always a collective effort.
Did the offensive line take a little step back yesterday in your mind?
Well, every game's different. So, you know, give credit to New Orleans. They did a good job. You know, created, I'd say, some issues both in the run and the pass. Some with just a four-man rush, some with more. But, you know, credit those guys as well.
Thank you.
Yep.
Jordan Renan.
Sorry about that. Hey, Brian, what's going on?
Jordan, morning.
How's Tommy feeling this morning? Because he got checked yesterday for the concussion. And also, what did you see when you went back and looked from his performance?
You know, I thought, again, like I said yesterday, I thought there were some things that we could have done around him to be better. But there's also, you know, some throws that he wishes he had back.
How's he feeling? Is he all right?
Yeah, he's okay. He's sore. You know, he took some shots. But he's, from my understanding, he's, you know, he's just sore.
I'm asking real quick because I know that last sack he took in the game, he definitely grabbed at his leg. Did he hurt his ankle or something there, or leg, something in his lower leg?
No. He said he was sore. He was watching the tape upstairs with Shea. I just popped my head in, said, "How you feeling?" He said he's sore. I'll meet with the medical people after this meeting, but you know, not that I know of.
Pat Leonard.
Hey, Brian. Just curious. You named Tommy the starter for Christmas Day in Philly right after the game. I was just curious why.
Well, he's earned it. Not going to make a week to week, change. He's earned it. It's not always going to be perfect, but he's earned the opportunity to play.
Isn't your normal process though to like if a performance doesn't go well, don't you? I feel like you normally kind of reevaluate and look at your options before making that call, as opposed to just kind of saying it right then and there.
No, I felt comfortable saying it there that he's going to be the starter.
So you think he gives you the best chance to win in Philly?
Yeah, that's why we're playing him.
Thanks.
Yep.
Tom Kahneman.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
Good, Tom. How are you?
Good. One of the performances that kind of stood out to me yesterday was A'shaun Robinson. Was that his best game?
He's been playing well. He's been playing well. These really all season got a lot of confidence in him, but he's been really playing well these last few weeks. Stout, good knockback, productive. He's certainly done a good job for us.
And the other question I have is, I assume Cade York will be the kicker this weekend, even though you haven't met with the medical people.
Yeah, I'll have more for you guys on Wednesday with that.
Thank you.
Yep.
We have time for a couple more if there are any. Last one, Paul Schwartz.
Hi, Brian. I just wanted to ask you, what was your you would have gone if the game was closer and you were getting in field goal range. I mean, was your thought process that you could have Jamie kick any normal field goal? You know what I mean? Or did you feel in your head, we kind of have to get closer or go for touchdowns?
Yeah, no, we communicated after Randy went down relative to his line, what he felt comfortable with. So we were aware of where we wanted to get the ball to or the fourth down potentials that we would have, the rest of the way.
But you would have kicked field goals if you needed to, you know what I mean?
If we got it to the certain area that we needed to get it to. But there was a whole bunch of conversations, that 2-point plays, a lot of things that were factoring in there.
Yeah, I'm sure it makes it a little, adds another layer of
sure
of uncertainty during a game, I would think, or early in the game.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Jordan, go ahead. Oh. Just last one real quick, sorry.
Real quick, Brian, can you just run us through, what your plan is? I know it's a little bit of an unorthodox week for you guys, how you're going to handle that.
Yes. So Wednesday will be a normal Wednesday. Thursday will be a normal Thursday. Players will have off on Friday. Saturday will be like a Friday. Sunday will be like a Saturday.
You're just adding an extra day off, basically, Friday for them.
Yeah.
Tuesday and Friday. Gotcha.
Yeah. There was a couple different ways we could have went with it in terms of the sports science, and sat down, talked with the captains, and this is the direction we're going this week.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.